And right now, from the new movie Finding Neverland, we have Kate Maberly on our Hollywood Entertainment line. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. In this movie, you are the actress that plays the actress that played the part of Wendy Darling in the original stage production of Peter Pan. Do I have that right?
Well, really, in the film, it's really I'm playing the character Wendy. The way that it sort of comes out in the film is you only really... It only really takes part as me being the character of Wendy as they introduce the Peter Pan story into the film.
So all your scenes are of you on stage in the original performance, right?
Most of it was. We did a lot about recreating that individual performance, and there is a little bit more to it, but without giving away what happens later on in the film, I won't say any more. But the bulk of it is while we're recreating that very first performance.
How did this part come to you? Did you have to audition?
Yeah, I did. I met with people in London and the casting people, and then I had an audition with Mark, Horster, the director, and did a short screen test, and that's how it all came about.
Of course, we know the name Mark Forster from his last film, which was Monsters Ball, which had a big impact here in America. What was it like working with him?
It was really wonderful. I mean, I had seen that film, and I think he's such a brilliant director, and he's a really he's a great person to work with. He's very quiet and very focused, but he really sort of, I think, has a really vivid picture of what he's looking for, and really kind of works with everyone really well towards it. And so it was fantastic to have an opportunity to work with him.
Now, when you were working on this film, did you realize at the time that you were working on something fairly exceptional?
Well, yes, I think I did. Mostly just the first day I turned up on set, and the people that I was working with and the people that were involved, working with people like Johnny Depp and Dustin Hoffman, who were just absolute screen legends, was so exciting.
And, of course, the big question everybody wants me to ask you is, did you work on the same days as Johnny Depp?
Yes, I did. A couple of days with Johnny Depp.
And, of course, he plays the part of a J.M. Barrie, who was a Scotsman. And I'm sure you've been around a few Scotsmen. How was his accent?
It was fantastic. He's done a lot of accents, and he always manages to pull it off. As you will all hear and see, I think he's got it on the nail.
Now, this film was shot quite a while ago. Do you remember how long ago you did your scenes?
It was a long time ago. It was certainly a year and a half ago. And I had a bit of a break. You know, I did a couple of weeks in the live theater, and also some time at Shepperton Studios. So there was sort of a bit of a break in between.
Now, I hear in this film, you get to do something not every actor gets to do in their career. You get to fly.
I get to fly. Yeah.
Tell us about that experience.
Well, it was actually very painful. I sort of imagined that in the 21st century, they'd have some amazing trick to just whiz you up and you know, be zooming around, but actually we had the proper big old-fashioned harnesses and ropes and lots of layers of protective clothing, aside from all that, as soon as we were up in the air and zooming around, it was great fun.
Did you have to go through any kind of a flight training? I'm sure you had to rehearse that, right?
We had to rehearse it, because there's certain ways, it's quite bizarre, there's certain ways where if you lean your body in a certain direction, you'll turn in a certain way. It all sounds quite ridiculous. Well, things you're being pulled about on ropes, but we had to practice how to fly, which was, in fact, the week before we started shooting, I had days booked for flying practice.
So you're telling me the harness and the equipment you used was similar to what they used 100 years ago?
It was, yeah, although not completely, because they certainly for... In the studio, we had it on a remote control. But when it actually came to the recreation in the old theater on the set, then it was the old-fashioned sort of harnesses and pulleys and ropes.
Of course, we haven't seen the film yet, but I hear that in one scene you actually grab the tail of a giant kite and fly home that way.
I did have to fly off a rock. Grab hold of a kite and fly away, and that was all fine. It was after I'd flown away, and we had to go back, and I had to be placed on top of the rock to start all over again, which is always a slightly precarious bit.
Now, the story of Peter Pan, as we know, has been around for 100 years now, and we were curious to know what your earliest memory of the story of Peter Pan was? Was it the book? Was it the animated film?
It's one of those stories that I think, I think so many people have just grown up with. And I do remember I had the book, Peter and Wendy, because I think that's what it was first called when I was really little. I remember that, and I remember the picture book. And I also remember going to see the cartoon, the animated film of it with my brother when I was really, really little. And then, you know, there have been so many other takes on it as I've been growing up. So it is a story which is really sort of close to home, I think.